Day morning. Today is February the 14th. It is 8:37 in the morning, and we are here to seek God's face and to know his heart. Amen. Who is excited about hopping into this Bible plan? Again, we've been talking about learning about our identity and why we need to know our identity in Christ. And yesterday it was perfect timing, because yesterday we talked about and learned about God's love. And we learned the importance of why it's important that we are loved by God and what that means for our identity in Christ. So before we hop into today's devotion, we're going to talk a little bit about yesterday's, because it fits of what we're most of us are celebrating today, which is Valentine's Day. You know, I just posted a picture on my wall talking about perfect love casting out all fear. And it's perfect for today. And I briefly shared in that little post that I did about how some of us are, and you know, you may know somebody, I know a few people that are walking in a relationship that is built on fear. And when we walk in relationships like that, we tend to look at other relationships, other similar relationships, with that same glasses, so to speak, the same filter. And we can't do that with God, because as it talks about as I shared on that picture, perfect love casts out all fear. There is no fear in love. And when we have a relationship with God and we walk in his love, there's no room for fear inside of us. So I release that fear. Whoever's struggling with fear today, I come against that fear and I cast it out because of the perfect love of Jesus, of what he did on the cross. That was the culmination of perfect love, that he laid down his life for another. Amen. Amen. I want to share a quote from yesterday's Bible plan, and then we'll hop into today's. This really stuck out to me yesterday, and I repeated it yesterday, but it's so good, and it's good enough to repeat today. God's trademark is love. God is love. You are the object of his love and affection. Allow your eyes to be open to see the object of his love as you read today's passage. You will never understand his love for you by looking at yourself. You must look at who he is. We love him because he first loved us. Marvel at who he is. He is worthy, and he has made you worthy through the cross. Is that not a perfect reminder for today? As the world and as Facebook is, it brought me a sense of peace as I'm scrolling through Facebook this morning, preparing for devotion, listening to worship music. For, I don't want to say once, but in a long time, I scroll through my Facebook and there's so much love. It's love. And you can't help but, as you're scrolling through and seeing these posts, oh, I love you, and sharing memories and doing all the things that people do on Valentine's Day and showing love. And my daughter came in and she said, "Dad, are we doing anything special today?" I said, "Honey, I want to tell you one thing. Valentine's Day is not the only day for you to do something special. We should be showing love to our loved ones. We should be showing love to our family. We should be showing love to the outside world every single day. So men, if you're going out and spending $50 on a dozen roses, if you were to wait, or if you were to have gone 2 days ago and got some flowers before they marked them up, or maybe you go tomorrow and you get them for half price. We don't have to. I feel like society has kind of duped us into feeling like we've got to spend all this money on Valentine's Day. That if I don't send my wife roses, or if I don't get her box of chocolate, or she doesn't post on my wall about something special, that we're not in love. But the reality is that we're walking in that love every day. And I don't know why I'm on this tangent, but are you showing love every single day? Are you waiting for one day a year? I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm moving on. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want anyone to stop watching. Amen. The title of today's Bible plan is I Am In a Battle. We're going to pick up on from Scripture, Galatians 5:17. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. All people have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. But God shows us in the Scripture that He made us a new creation. God took all the pieces of your life and put them back together. You are restored. But the problem is far too many of us live out of our flesh. We could not forgive ourselves for what we have done in the past. These are scars we carry in our lives. When we live like this, we are living out of the flesh instead of living in the Spirit of God. When you lash out or strike at somebody, that is the fruit of the flesh. The fruit of the flesh is sin. The fruit of the flesh in Galatians 5 is jealousy, envy, selfishness, drunkenness, rage. You can look them up. There's a long list in Galatians 5. If we can know the fruit of our flesh and know that the fruit of living in the Spirit of God, then we can learn to identify our flesh from our spirit at war with one another. It's going to set us free. It's going to equip us to be able to engage in a battle. It can stop us from living out of our flesh. We can start living out of what God has for us. God wants to take our flesh and give it to Him. He covers every wrong, every sin, and every broken heart. We must deny ourselves. When God looks at us, He never sees these cracks. He sees a perfect, complete child of God. He loves us so much that He made us complete. Not perfect, but complete. Let's press into the Word even more so we can obtain a greater revelation about the security of God with the goal to live out of the truth in our lives. Amen. So if we go back, the fruit, and we understand, we've talked about this before, but there's a fruit of the Spirit and there's a fruit of the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and I'm missing some of them. My wife and my children, they practice this at homeschool. But that we have that type of fruit, but then we have a fruit of the flesh. And whatever we are watering is going to grow. Whatever we are watering is going to grow. If we are walking in the flesh and we are walking in the things of the flesh, and they gave us just a quick list, and we've talked about that, Galatians 5. But if we water that, if we're walking in that, if we're walking in adultery, if we're walking in fornication, if we're walking in idolatry, if we're walking in lies, that we're going to water that. And when we water it, we're going to see fruit from that. But if we flip over to the other side and say, well, the fruit of the Spirit is this, I'm walking in love, joy, peace, and I water that, then fruit is going to grow from that. So whatever we water, whatever fruit we water is going to grow. Are you going to water the fruit of the flesh or the fruit of the Spirit? 1 John 5, for every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve the victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. 1 Samuel 17. As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. Why? He wasn't afraid. He was walking in God's perfect love. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Galatians 5:17, the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us a desire that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. I know I can get an amen there. How many of us, we struggle. We want to do what the Bible tells us. We want to serve God. We want to walk in holiness and righteousness. But for some reason, the sin comes knocking at our door. The flesh comes knocking at our door. Oh, you can do this. It's, if you just do it once, it's not as bad as if you were doing it every day. Or it's a lie. It's a sabotage. And the reason that we are learning about our identity is so the enemy can't keep it from us anymore. That's what he's done. And we've talked about this before, but he has hidden our identity. He's tried to keep our identity, because when we know our true identity, and we talked about this yesterday, that Prince Henry and Prince Charles and Princess Diana, they never questioned that they were royalty. And it might be because they were born into it, but let's look at Kate, right? So Kate, do you think as she married into the royal family, was grafted in, so to speak, as she was added to the royal family, do you think that there's any doubt in her mind that she's royalty? No. She was grafted in, and we have to understand, we have to have that revelation. And if you don't have that revelation, then I release that to you. Because once you grasp that, once you realize who you are walking, you are going to start walking in the power and authority. And the enemy does not want that. He does not want us to walk in power and authority. He showed us that all the way back in Genesis. We release our authority because we don't know who we are. My goodness, if we could just grasp that. Lord, give me a revelation to share to help us grasp that, to help us grasp that we are yours, and that every single word in the Bible, every single word that Jesus spoke with authority, we have the same power and the same authority that Jesus did. Help us grasp that today. Help us have that revelation today. Release that revelation right now, Lord, to each and every single one of us, and let us walk in that today. Amen. Amen. So tomorrow we're going to finish this. We have one more day of our identity. We'll finish that on Monday. Tomorrow we're going to finish our marriage devotion. We're going to talk about communication, and Christiana and myself will be on. We'll give you an update tomorrow. We'll probably be somewhere between 8:30 and 9, but we'll make sure to give you enough warning to be able to hop on and be there with us live. We should be about 30 minutes like we were last time, but we want to bring that back. If you have any topics that you want us to cover as a couple, and maybe do a marriage devotion, feel free to send us a message, comment on the video, whatever you want, whatever you need. If you're in need of something, we're here. We want to help you. We want to use our marriage for His glory and to bring restoration and redemption back to marriage. So if you're struggling right now, maybe you're in a tough spot, maybe you're like, man, I don't even want Valentine's Day. I'm married, but I'm not even with my husband or my wife right now. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to give the keys that were given to us to unlock things in our marriage. We're going to take those keys and we're going to give those keys out. The keys, when God gives us a key, when God gives us an understanding or a revelation, it's a key. And we have the ability to open the lock in our life. But what we're supposed to do is, once we open our lock, we're supposed to go and unlock the locks in other people's lives. And that's what we're doing with the marriage devotion tomorrow. So tune in. Communication somewhere between 8:30 and 9. Let's pray and get you on your way to start your day. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love today. We thank you that your perfect love casts out all fear. Father, we thank you that there is no fear in your love. Father, we thank you that there is no anxiety, that there's no depression, that there's no worry, there's no angst in your love. Father, it's a pure love. It's a love like no other. It's a love like no other. Lord, I pray that you would just show us, that you would reveal your incredible love to us today, that we would embrace your love, that we would walk in your love, and that, Father, as we learn to receive your love, that that's the same love that we give out to those that are around us. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the understanding that we have two trees that we can water. We can water the tree that bears fruit of the flesh, or we could water the tree that bears fruit of the Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would bring understanding and revelation to show us what tree we are watering today. And Lord, if we're watering the tree of the flesh, Lord, I pray that we would repent and that we would turn from that tree. And Father, that we would turn to the fruit and the tree of the Spirit. So Lord, I thank you. I thank you for going before us today. I thank you for bringing healing and restoration to broken hearts today. Lord, I pray that you would just reveal yourself in a mighty way, and that you would bring just restoration to that broken heart. I just see a broken heart and weeping. Lord, I just pray that you would touch that heart right now, Lord. Just mend it like you talked about. You make it whole. It's not perfect, but it's whole. Lord, I just pray that, and I just see you stitching up the heart, and it's coming together and perfect, and it's beating again. Lord, I just pray that you would just, whoever that person was, Lord, I just thank you for that. I give you the glory for it. Father, we thank you for that your mercies are new every morning. We thank you for your provision and for the divine appointments that you've set up today. Lord, let us hit your mark. Let us walk in your love. We ask for forgiveness of our sins, and we take up the full armor of God. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray today. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your Valentine's Day. Remember, it's not just one day. Men, women, show love every single day. Every single day. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.